That's so fucked up. 2025, how's it been?
Hey, buddy.
Oh, Grant.
Always
late, eh?
Well,
we are back.
We are back.
The traffic in this place.
We are back and nothing has changed.
He's honestly.
No. I don't know how people, no matter how I plan,
you know,
how much time I give it, the traffic in this place.
The stupid jokes people used to tell.
Why you walk so far, so slow? Very soon you're walking backwards. Wow. Wow, you're
so
slow. You're walking backwards.
You're so late. You'll be late for your funeral.
I would have stopped and walked backward.
I'm sorry.
Like, I think we check, Baba. So,
no, yeah, walking back, corporal punishment.
This guy, first day in high school, we're still here looking at classes. As we're going to class, Emunuya Gaiman.
Okay.
First day.
Yeah, you just arrived.
I'm making myself acquainted with familiar surroundings. That's where I just moved to my time.
Including the cane.
That's where, yeah.
Give me
the hoop, give me the it's all a mystery.
First day, I've been at 6A, 6B. Mystery is like, yeah, 6 mom. Everyone's like,
and the first day they paid me 6F, they're like, yeah, no, it's a problem. But
I'm sure they hold you in 6F because you got a hiding and you came back.
I think
like,
I was in 6CD,
and then
after I came back from the office.
Where are you?
Mr. F.
I get an F.
Where are you from?
Now you take him swat, you put him in F. With F people.
Yo. I would say 6F sounds like a class with
F
people.
No, F people, bruh. F people.
The naughty corner.
And then you would wear blazers. I'm going to be blazing. Like, when you make a noise.
Linda, welcome to 2025. That car show. It's
show.
He's getting carried away. This is not the.
You never could understand that.
That high school show. Leave it. So, welcome, guys.
You know, like, flabbergasted, like...
Can the show start? Please.
How that happened? And then, the first day, assembly. Okay, so last week. First day, assembly. He makes a noise. When you're in assembly and you make a noise, they put you in front. You face all of us. It's supposed to be embarrassing. He goes up front, I'm feeling hungry, please. He gets the smallest blazer from someone. And he takes it. And he's facing us like everyone's laughing like yeah. First day, dude. Anyway, sorry. Let's go. Let's be back to 2025.
Welcome back. Things don't change.
Clearly,
you kept that in the second part of your. Yeah, but anyway, welcome back.
The very, very back of your mind.
Welcome back to the show, guys. I'm so excited. 2025 is here.
Yes.
January is almost over. God damn, it was
dude,
a long year. January is like 3 years
dude,
on its own.
On its own, bro.
It's the second week.
Man. And it's only the second week. But yeah, welcome back to the show. Are you good, bud?
I'm good, my man. I'm just a bit boiling in here.
Yeah, Linda, I'm boiling. It's hot. How this aircon is like a heater.
Good thing you didn't, show your heart, because that can never be true.
Anyway. Whoa.
Oh,
shots fired. Shots fired. The hot boy.
So it's gone to his head. Some guys
were
like,
it's gone to my head.
Yeah, he was like, who's that kind of guy? He's good.
Let's get on with the show.
Hard to buy.
Let's
get on with the
show. How are your holidays, bud? Christmas.
No, I rested. This year, I made a point where I watched everything that I wanted to watch. I've caught up on every movie. I've caught up on every series. I slept. I ate. I've gained so much weight.
You don't look it, though.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm wearing a top. But yeah,
you?
It was good.
Yeah, much of the same. I switched off totally.
Yeah.
Switched off, logged off.
Mm.
And I didn't sleep enough as much as I wanted to, but I slept, I rested.
I was telling him now, Christmas, I was sitting there watching movies.
Yeah.
And then some people came over. Had they not come over.
Slept.
I would have just sat, watched movies, chowed, and slept the whole
Christmas
day.
Yeah, we did something
so
with family.
Junk, Baba. You know, there's these Woolies, this shop with a W.
Mm.
It's got these.
It's late. You just said the name.
The shop
with a W.
It's got these green things. They're like long, like a cable.
Yeah.
I'm sure I ate a ton of those things.
Mm.
I'm addicted to this stuff. Anyways.
Yeah,
sure people don't want to hear about our boring lives.
Yeah, Linda, that was my life. No. Nothing special.
31st? What time do you sleep?
I can't tell you where I was, but yeah.
No, geez, I slept after two. I think about three.
When?
Maybe boma 1:30.
Yeah, generally. Lina two,
1:30. Because I just didn't want to seem a punk. My kids went around, so my nieces were around.
No, you're allowed to blow cricket.
Dude, I live in the hood. Hood, there's no bylaws. I was telling someone, if you live in a place where they don't give service delivery, don't expect us to follow bylaws. Forget it. Do not expect us to follow bylaws.
Yeah, we didn't even buy them. Even our kids are like, don't buy those things. No. The animals are going to be scared.
Yeah, man.
Animals.
My dog was. So in the hood, you know the hood. We did that. And then after the cricket, I didn't even have alcohol.
I never understood my parents when I was growing up. 2 o'clock, they slept. I'm like, these people are so boring.
Now you are.
Now, I was like, all right, guys.
But then what's said to be done after midnight?
Yeah, that was the thing. It's like, people are like, guys, you're drinking. Now, so now you can see now where they're like, we are pushing something that is not.
You know, 3 o'clock,
you're all sleeping on couches, uncomfortable.
Yeah, but that was that. Welcome to the new show.
2025.
Apparently, allegedly, we are rebranding.
Yes.
Says the headmaster. He calls himself the headmaster. School bus.
And no one can argue with that.
School bus.
I'm going to keep quiet. So, you know,
thank you guys for joining the first show of 2025.
So he's gone ahead of us.
Yeah, he's...
to do this.
We're looking...
Told us at the last minute.
You're trying to be funny.
I hope you guys are looking ahead to the new show 2025. Word up to our producer, who's alone today, Liam. His buddy's gone all the way to Norway, Finland somewhere. Yes. He's going to be a Viking. So, the show setup, ne? I'm supposed to introduce the show setup.
Yes.
Apparently, allegedly.
Because people said they
so
don't know.
So, people, they don't. Yeah, I heard that as well. Someone was like, ish, you know what? I was a little bit confused. So this is how we roll. Yes. Apparently, we can't use words that are discriminatory to other races. So the first segment, I want a car.
Yes.
Where you guys can write in, email us, WhatsApp us. We can help you find the car of your dreams. Or try help
and
you find the car of your dreams.
Budget. More than your dreams.
At this rate. Yep.
No, dreams and budgets are like this, my friend.
No, budgets are like this.
In this economy, the dreams and the budget must be like this.
Who dreams of budget?
But yeah, so I'm the sports mo. I've got a new name. I'm the sports mo.
Oh, I thought you were going to say new sports.
I'll be giving a little bit of sports on the show. We've got the resident headmaster, like literally, the resident headmaster.
I wonder why they call me
this. Is you the... This is Linda, and the typical guy who gets all the women to watch the show.
Yes.
My homie, Tuso.
The female. He brings the female.
He's the magnet.
Don't know what they're talking
what
about.
What song is that?
So, yeah, now he's what?
The lollipop.
Wow.
Brings all the women to the thing, yeah.
Are we supposed to say that?
In fact, that's his new nickname, Lollipop.
All right, yeah, so that's the show format, guys. We help you find a car. Tuso will give us some insightful information. Always techie, always insightful. Headmaster, you know, he's always on point. And I'll be giving you some sports. And then after that, we F off. Everyone goes home.
Because clearly, research tells us that people that love cars love two other things. I'm not going to mention the other one, but... Uh-huh. Sports is another thing. So we are stuck with this guy because you petrol heads or petrol sniffers, as we call you.
That's the other thing.
Doesn't matter. But sports.
The research is not conclusive without all three factors.
We can't provide the third thing. So what's the point? So we can provide sports. Yeah?
All right. So let's get started, gentlemen. So the segment is called I Want That Car. No one came up with a better name. Right? So headmaster decided to just be simple, call it that car.
It's fine.
We asked people to give us name because we used to call it something else.
Yes.
So let's just leave it at I want that car. And today we have for the second time.
We're in trouble. She thought that.
So Didi.
Yeah. Sorry.
What we did not understand.
No, we cannot. We cannot say sorry. I just think Didi.
Okay, Didi says.
Yeah.
Right?
You tell me what she said.
Didi says, guys, I told you I'm a 31 hot single woman.
We missed the hot part. Well, we didn't miss it, but clearly didn't register.
Yes.
Okay.
I want a stylish car. I want Land Rover. You know, the Defender. Defender.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's a cool car, and you come back with a Mazda. She literally said, a Mazda. Kumi. Arnana Mazda.
Beautiful
look at,
car.
Look at me in a Mazda. And I kind of agreed with that boy.
No, Marvin, you agreed that Takumi is hot.
It's a good car, but it's not hot. It's not like funky, funky. So I do agree. Mm-hmm. I do agree. That was a boy.
Okay.
You all said, okay, Arnana Volvo. At least Volvo Mazda. Oh. And that's another thing that we should... I don't understand why Mazda is getting so much flack.
We
it's
should
such
actually,
a brilliant car.
Brilliant,
we should talk
brilliant,
about this.
Brilliant, brilliant.
I mean, from the second car was Volvo, yours they see, mine was like Volvo, no. So, but mine was like, no. I was rejected properly.
Mm.
You were kind of what? He was called...
Kind of what was your car? There were two Volvos involved.
I
right?
had a Volvo.
You had two Volvos,
yes,
no?
Yes,
yeah.
Mine was like, no, Volvo. Yours was like, okay, BM, okay, maybe.
Kind of what is it? X3.
X3.
Yeah.
So,
which was my second choice as well.
Yes, his was... No. Please, come on.
Takumi. And, that's the car we all agreed upon.
We all agreed.
We all agreed upon.
I don't understand why people don't like it. So she's like, I want a Land Rover Discovery. You feel it. Something
Defender.
Similar.
Discover
Defender.
Defender. Okay.
You feel it? I want something similar. Come on. Something hot. Something funky. Right?
Okay.
She's got a million rand budget, as you know, 20,000 rands a month. So, take it away.
Yeah, look, my view, this, yeah, we miss the hot part.
It
didn't really
old,
sink in. And, you know, yeah, that profile, I think
picture,
we missed
yeah.
that. And she does work in Rosebank.
So, yeah,
I mean, she's,
so
a,
she's
a girl of a town. She's a Josie
yeah,
girl.
In a Mazda.
You know?
Mazda.
So
Mazda
girl.
No,
no, the only thing that Mazda lacks, guys, is that street cred.
Yeah.
And especially for someone of her profile.
Yes.
Right. So. Street cred is a fake, man. But, you know,
no, why
when
you
we
say,
talk
why,
about street
guys,
cred...
Why do you say people are... That's a choice.
Okay.
Because someday they're going to look at you, hey, look at this guy. He's wearing his sport,
okay.
trying to be fake to the gangster.
Okay.
So, Chaya, how high is going to run? So, what's the point? So, the one is fake. Everyone's got a choice. She wants a hot car. She wants to be hot. So, take it away.
So, now I'm still sticking to my BMW, the X3. I still say, this car is beautiful, guys. I got 2024.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 6,700 kilometers. It's the M Sport King package. That's what
it's
they call it.
What?
It's a, it's an X1.
X1. X3.
But you got an X1 here. Sports guy.
Wait. I put the wrong car on the... Okay, wait.
Dude, you literally wrote there.
X1.
Wait. let's go to my second car. Right? Before we go to the first one. Let's start with the 2024.
Forgive us, guys. It's early in the year. We're taking long to get going, as you can see.
But this is what it is. Is it not a Q5, the new one? The one that you were talking about.
No, it looks like a Q3, this one. Look at the back, hatchback.
It's a Q5.
No, it's a Q5.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. So I'll stick to the Q5. I think I messed up with the other car. So I got wrong information. So it's a 2024, ne?
You can't blame it.
Listen. It's a 2024, right? Tell me once you're
done
laughing. I mean,
the promo yesterday, he did exactly the same thing.
Let's stick to the script.
Okay, stick to the script.
All right, so it's the 2024 Q5.
Okay.
Sport bag. Quadro S-Line for sale. Mm-hmm. All right? So this is what? It's got 17,000 Ks. Not too many bells and whistles, but it's a nice car, panoramic roof, you know, mutlakas inside the seats and everything else. It's new. I like it because it's new.
Mm.
It looks stylish. I know you're an Audi fan. You would love this car. It's stylish around Josie, ka Audi, because she doesn't necessarily like a Mazda. She's not too cool with the BM. Try to look at something different. Look at the Audi. And see what you guys think about the Audi Q5. I know it's not top of the range, but it's new.
So what? It's a 40 TDI. How big is the engine?
Let's see.
It's a 2 liter.
Two liter
engine.
Two liter
TDI. It's a 2 liter engine. So it shouldn't kill her too much. Ka petrolo. And 17,000
a month.
Yeah, 17,822.
How much is the full price?
Nine seven nine.
Yeah, that's
17,000.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think wherever you get your
information,
no, your whatever calculator you use, they factored in a deposit. That's what I've picked up.
Oh yeah.
And we don't work off a deposit.
So
look,
17...
this vehicle. Now,
before we go into the car, and you're talking about deposits, ne? Mm-hmm. Quickly, 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Your advice in terms of a person trying to buy a car, should they or should they not?
I wouldn't put a big deposit in a car, now, personally. Depends again. Can I quickly finish? Depends. Look, I've got 20,000 to spend a month. I want a particular car and get short. Then put a deposit if you really want the car. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't put a lot of money in a deposit.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like paying deposits unless I absolutely have to. So my budget is always limited to what I can afford to pay without paying a deposit.
I just think you put money.
These things lose money.
Yeah,
they lose value. So what's the point of giving away cash in hand?
And when you sell it, the deposit genuinely is gone.
It's gone.
Gone.
It's gone.
So
yeah.
All right. So yeah, that's my car. I think the second car.
Let's leave the first one.
Let's stick to the second car. It was supposed to be.
Okay. My view is that not this car, nothing wrong with it. Yes, an Audi, but nothing wrong. it's a new car and all of that. And I did look at the segment, right? And I still went back to X4, X3, which is the same class. But if she really wanted an X3, much as she didn't like Mazda, she would have said, definitely X3. I don't want that one. The fact that she's back means that she doesn't really like that size. This girl said Defender. You know how big the Defender is.
So you think
she wants to stand out. She wants a bigger car. But now, within her budget, when she shifts to that size, those are older cars. There are multiplane issues to contend with. There's mileage to contend with. So I sat with this for a while. Hey? Anyway, where I am, my proposal from a car, nothing wrong with this car.
So but I can't,
I don't think it's what she wants.
Yeah, Lena, I have to agree. Something's happening. What's in there? He makes sense.
Because he agreed with an Audi, wow.
He makes sense for the first time in the world. Weather says, look, I think there's nothing wrong with the car. He's absolutely right. It's sharp. Honestly speaking, it's sharp. It's a bit bland.
It's a bit
boring. It's a bit... But boring sometimes is good because boring cars like this don't... They look good for a longer time. Yeah, when in 5 years, it will still look good. It won't look... But... She didn't want the X3. So she doesn't like the small thing. And Tuso's right again. She wants to be felt.
But how was the Takumi? Takumi was just a little bit bigger.
No, Takumi
it's similar size to an X3.
But in a Takumi, I think, is more geared towards a different market. If you think about it.
Definitely not hot, not, young, 31-year-old.
You're not going to go
with a skirt above the knee.
Yes.
As she said.
So your car's not bad, but you're getting there. The thing that you need to find out which cars are which, that's all.
Yeah.
X1,
all right, whatever, X1. Trevor, like, give my pen.
Right, so what my suggestions, right? Again, without a deposit, but to try to squeeze in this preference of hers, I'm hoping with the type of installment she's willing to pay, she's got a good credit record, so she should get prime. At prime, 20,000 Rand, you can go up to a 1050.
Okay.
So I took it today, right? So for 1050... 2020.
Let's guess.
No. Vodka? Listen.
Drum roll, please.
In no particular order, I'll tell you my preference at the end, right? 2020 X5 30D M Sport, 55,000 Ks, right? Okay, mileage for the age, but she's going to have to contend with mileage extension. It's 2025 now, so a Metroplan is expiring this year, so there's a cost to that, right? Next one, same price, 1050 pretty much. 2021 Land Rover Range Rover Sport SE TD V6. 64,000 Ks. Mileage is a bit higher, but it is a year younger as well, 2021. So she left 2 years of motor plan on this.
A year. Oh, this year, next year.
Yeah. You guys know my views on Land Rover, Range Rover, reliability, all of that. But it has not stopped people who are image conscious, especially from buying them. They're all over our roads.
And right? What? Land Rover.
It seems like.
Land Rover generally, like, but especially the Range Rover, right? And I think her liking the Land Rover brand and this the image that this car has, she may really like this.
Okay.
Third option, we're a bit cheaper, 1030 2020 Q8 45 TDI Quattro, 62,000 Ks.
That's a 3-litre TDI, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I love the Q8. I think it's an absolutely beautiful car. I won't go with what I prefer, but what I have deduced from what she said, it's the Land Rover, the Range Rover Sport, that so I would recommend to her.
For her?
Yeah.
Mm. I would also... okay. I'm sorry.
Lena, I tend to lean towards the Land Rover. Just thinking about what she wants now, and looking at the brand, she looks like she wants to be seen, so this is a car to be definitely seen.
Oh, can I add? I just didn't want to make the list long. There's a black Velar. I think she's really a Velar girl. But it's a 2020 mileage, I think, was in the 60s.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, but I was like, no, the Range, the Sport should trump the Velar any day. She, but she can look at that Velar as well if she's keen.
Look, BMW X5, 2020, Motoplan.
Mm.
So that one, I'd put it aside. Motoplan, and it's already not sticking to Mswati's 1 million. So he can
No, it was 20,000, not 1 million.
Yeah.
20, at Prime, she'll get away with it.
So the BM Motoplan, she'll have to extend it. And I think, okay, let me put this. Out of the three, I'd go for the BM if there was Motoplan.
Yeah, see.
I think the Range Rover, she's just going to bleed money because it's the last version. And Range Rover, once it takes out... Do you remember the old Sports?
Mm.
The hot cars. Mm. The minute that came, it just looked out of place. I think this in 2 years, once the new Sports take... They start being popular.
We've had the new one for a while. It's like almost a year or so. This thing has already taken its knock.
I saw it's not in the market. Do you even know how it looks like?
Mm-mm.
You see? Ta-da.
It's probably because of the economy.
But once it... Because, it's trust me, the Land Rover... the Range Rover is going to sell exactly like this sold. It's going to be everywhere.
Okay.
And this is going to look... The Q8, again, the maintenance plan. If you could get the X5 for the maintenance plan, I'd go for that.
Yeah, but not within that budget.
Are you saying if... Because, Linda, I'm looking at this X5. Mm. If she would get something about 2022...
Actually, no, we won't afford it.
It'd be out of our budget.
What, 3, 4, 5?
What?
K extra?
I don't really look, maybe...
So it would be about 2, 4, 6. 26K. 6K extra.
Maybe 1.4. At 1.3.
1.3.
It's another 6,000. Yeah, so it's quite a bit.
It's a bit.
Okay. Okay. I did, as usual.
But, sorry, on the X5, what she can do, she can get an in-house warranty.
That's right. Actually, we're going to speak about the warranties in the next show. Yeah.
So, whilst the car is on Motoplan, you get an unlimited warranty. Well, they limit it to the retail value of the vehicle. Mm. Then you just have to pay for her services. So, the X5 may still be a viable option, in fact.
Do me a favor, leave the X5. It needs Motoplan. It's going to bankrupt you. She had a Fiesta, right?
Mm.
That the mechanic became close buddies.
So, Lena,
do me a favor. If you can get... I agree with Tuso. It's going to depreciate. Get the Land Rover and have some Motoplan. And it works for you.
With his car.
Yeah. Okay. If you're going to choose any of the, get the Land Rover, Range Rover Sport TD V6, not exciting, but it's a good engine. It's fine.
For the image.
Yeah.
It's got an image. The job.
You are there, and even the color, the maroon color.
But I fear, come Motoplan extension, she's going to cry. Yeah, man.
After try sell it in 2 years, you're going to lose a lot of money. Hey.
So maybe just be the X5 then.
Look, don't take any of his cars. Listen
to me. Man, the X3, my car.
She told us the last time. And now you said X1. We said X1.
Leave it.
All right. I did the... Again, as usual.
Oh, come on.
I did the right thing. All right. My first choice. Nothing in particular. Or I'll give you what I like. And I was not typical. Look. A 2021 X6 with 90,000 Ks at 959,000. She can extend the Motoplan, got 50,000. How much can you get there? She can get another 20,000 one more year.
No.
How much is the 20,000 to extend 1 year? It's for, at 50,000, you can. You okay. can. You can. 1 year.
In the 70s, more like it, if you ask me.
No. Look, I'll double check. I'll put it at the bottom.
It's on 89,000 Ks.
If you can do it 120. Oh,
talking, wait, what 120. You're extended, asking about the X4. X6, sorry.
Extend it to 120. 1 year or 2 years. You can get it 50,000.
We'll do the exercise.
Let's I'll do the exercise.
Facts, exercise. I'm telling you, you're looking at nothing less than 65.
Let's okay, if facts. You can get it.
For 1 year, 20,000.
If you can get that, I would say take it. Because it then goes to 120 and you've got 2 more years, 3 more years. I get a fella this year, next and the other year. Yes, get extra year. Right?
Okay.
That is a good car. You will not dispute that it's a, what is it? X40, it's a good car. And it fits the image. Right? Option one. Option two, left thinking. And I think this is the best car. Get the Tuna Stelvio Quattrofoglio.
What year is it? You don't
it's a 2021 Quattrofoglio. 2022, actually. Quattrofoglio.
The four leaf clover.
That means four leaf clover. And this is a perfect, it's a 2.9T. It's got the sound. It looks vicious. It's got that whole thing. And it's what? 849 at 62,000 Ks. At 849, extend the motor plan as much as you can. And you've got a brilliant car. And it's stylish. You look the part in a little four pipe or eat girl.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
And it, just in terms of maintenance of this thing, is it, how look, is it?
It's got motor plan. You don't have to care about it. Okay. And this is a Quattrofoglio, which is the top of the. You know the Alpha. This is the Giulietta.
Yeah.
It's a small one. It's got the same engine. And this, it's going to get to sell it. You'll get someone who wants it. It's got. It's one of those left field cars that people like.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be very sensible, right, get a 2020 F-Pace. 3 liter D. It's got the same engine as that Range Rover. And it's at 849. You've got 150. You can extend the motor plan as much as you want. It's cool. It's got the Range Rover feel. You
said it's a 2020?
2020. Yeah. You've got 150 to extend the motor plan. You can do a 40,000, most probably 2 years.
Wait, 150,000 rands. What's 150? What
are you saying? That's the balance she has if she's buying a Kaya Million.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I guess Linda is working on a million.
No, but she's not sitting with cash.
But what I'm saying is this. If you get it at 840 and then you say add on the extended motor plane into the finance, they can do that.
Okay.
You have to agree that I am the one that did my homework. You have to. And what I would go for, honestly, is the F-Pace.
Okay.
Liter. This is mental, but me, the car loving guy, go for the Quattrofoglio.
Okay.
But for her, I'd say F-Pace. And it's gorgeous, black on black, cool, blah, blah, blah. Or the X6.
Again, I think you have it wrong. Again, you're thinking like a car guy. Again, you've missed her profile. F-Pace, too boring for her. Where have you heard a girl say, "Woo, I want an F-Pace"? Not even once. Tell the truth.
Okay.
Not even once.
Not even once. Number
okay.
one.
Okay. Fine.
Even worse. Where have you heard a girl say, "Oh, it's a Maka Alpha Quattrofoglio"? Come on, man.
Dude, okay, fine.
Come on.
Fine.
I saw a few X3Ms. This is an equivalent of an X3M. It's a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
As a car guy, I get you. But you've missed the brief.
Okay, fine.
It's not going to work for her.
I'm going to wait for you to
finish. It's not going to work for her.
Mm-hmm.
The X6... You came close.
I came
close. But. No.
Because it's a BM.
No, you came close.
I came close, okay.
You came close. I think she's going to struggle with the price of the motor plane extension, as we're saying. If she's willing to stretch her installment a bit, there's one that I didn't post here. It's a bit above, I think it's 107.5 or something, with like 40-some thousand Ks. I think it's a 2021. You can look again on the internet.
Mm.
That's a better buy. The car itself, no problem. The mileage and the year and all of that is what the issue is with this car.
So, okay.
At 89,000, she's literally, she's literally this close, right? And extending for mileage over time is going to be more expensive than, example, the X5 that I proposed, where she's on 55,000. Okay. Mileage is less. It will be cheaper to extend the motor plan on the X5 versus the X6.
Sharp. There's two cars.
And that's just the
clearly, there's X5 and X6. We clearly have got the same kind of car.
X5 not the Range Rover as well.
No, it's no, X5 also exits. There.
Yeah.
We agree.
Is the Range two. Is the Range not in the running?
I don't think so. I wouldn't. If there's an X5 and an X6, I would go for the X6. Those two. I get now we are on
if the
one,
mileage was less, okay, yes.
You, so let's say there's one. I'm keeping to 900 million. Well, now you say, So let's take it to 1045. He's pushing this. So let's take it to 1045. Do you agree? Between the two, there's an X6 and an X5, 1045, same kilometers, you'd go for the X6. You'll never agree, but yes.
But now...
Okay. No, you're asking me now. I'm thinking...
Let's do this.
I agree. Yeah, for her image. Yeah.
X6.
Yeah.
X6, so, better for her image than an X. So what we are saying and what we want to agree upon here, because I'll just sit on the fence. Are we both agreeing, or all three of us agreeing that
X6,
if, with the motor if she can look for a good one, I'm sure somewhere she can find a
if
decent
you can
one.
Go for this one and negotiate to add an additional motor plane, or get a 1049 as he was talking, and then try squeezing as much as you can an extended motor plane. Get that
X6
because the price will maintain. You'll maintain a price.
Okay. I've found it, the same one. Mm-hmm. It is still a 2020 or 2022. It's a 2020.
Mm-hmm.
It's got 49,000 Ks. Same engine, 4 Ti.
See,
okay.
So it's actually even better than the
and
X5.
It's 105. It's 9,000 rand above my 105.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So the only issue with the X6 is the mileage. Well, your X6 is the mileage.
It's the only issue with your BM2. It's the mileage.
It's on 55,000.
Verdict.
55 versus 89. It's not the same
it's
thing.
It's cheaper. You can extend. You can extend.
55 versus 89.
There's change there. You can exchange. Imone, look, mine has got a motor plane, and you can extend. You can only change your extent.
All right. Verdict.
X6.
I want a verdict.
X6. He knows it. X6. He'll never admit.
No, I can give it to the X6. No, I already have.
Okay.
I can give it to the X6.
Ta-ta.
If she's going to do all those things.
So,
959, right? You're saying she's going to load how much for the motor
20,000 one more year.
So,
and it's a 2021, this one, again.
Here's
you understand? It's a 2021.
Linda.
So what I'm saying is that if the motor plan ends next year, if you can add another 20,000 adds the following year, so you've got about 30,000 Ks for 2 years. It's not a bad deal. Admit it.
I think.
I don't want us to argue.
Admit it.
I don't want us to argue too much around motor plans because we're still going to talk about
Look,
that.
Yeah.
Let's get back
we are
to the car.
Too much time on this.
Nah?
Yeah.
Let's get back to
X6,
the car. X6.
Two?
I'll be neutral.
I don't know. I'm trying to respect what you're saying, but I can't get around those parameters. X6 definitely as a car, but
as a car. But
not this specific one.
Not this specific. So are we saying that? If we could find a better X6, if she can find a better X6, get an X6.
Number two, Jaguar F-Pace.
Let's leave number two. Let's leave it at number one.
Okay.
So, Didi, this is the final verdict. We all agree on an X6. Try find something better than what the headmaster is suggesting. However, I think we all agree that the X6 is fine. I will agree because,
And I think, I just confirm now, it's at a BMW dealership, the one I'm talking about, the 1059.
Okay.
And I know you can negotiate for a strong interest rate there. Mm-hmm. So you make it away with still your 20,000 and still have some mileage. Yeah, the 2020,
and
this
you
one.
You might get an optional 2-year extended warranty that comes with the price.
Yes.
All right, wonderful. So we all agree. Didi, there's your car, my baby. X6. We think skirt below.
Yeah, that's
above.
A hot car.
I know this one.
I personally don't like it, but it's a hot car.
No, she'll be happy.
She'll be happy.
Right. More than the image, that 40i engine.
It's a beautiful
stonkers engine. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And all the features, everything lovely.
If she comes back again to she must come
but
and sit here.
Look, we've given her six cars that are very good contenders. I mean, we've given her X6, a Land, a Range Rover, a Stelvio.
Stelvio.
In fact, Stelvio. Go test drive it, please. Just go test drive it and F pace.
Okay.
She's not F-pace. A driver, Linda. Come on.
Just go test drive it. Go get into it.
All right, X6. Here we go, buddy. What do you have for us today,
Mr. Got a hard suspension.
Mr. Tech. Some other girl was like, "Who's that tech guy? Like he looks like he knows he's
Yeah. Women are generally see this really, guy and they're like, oh, he's so like, cute. Everything he says is right and he's talking fuck most of the time.
Kilo bleacher.
You already complexion.
Guys, I don't know if I'm the tech guy. I guess that's the type of stuff I've been.
We were like technical things like into the. I want to simply learn.
Learn that dumb. The old cop.
Almost.
So it's a whole different thing.
Look at this topic now. It's gonna be like, oh god, it's off grid.
Off grid. What's that?
He talks about off grid.
Right. Let's get into it. Yes, the first off grid. Electric vehicle charging station in South Africa was launched last month, right? I know South Africa, we've had an issue with load shedding. People are worried, you buy electric cars, how far can I go with my electric car? Because I'm only going to charge at home and all those things. So there are guys who have ventured into this. They plan to roll out 120 solar-powered charging facilities along our national routes. Mm. National routes, if it's an N, the national route, N1, yes. N2, you know what I mean? And they're trying to place them at approximately 150 kilometer spacing, so one between the distance between one from the other, right? And they're currently estimating about a 2.3 billion rand cost for that. There's one that's the first one that's been launched is in Wolmaransstad along the N12.
I saw the like Volis, why?
You know, don't they do N3 or something? You know what I mean?
But I suppose it's hot.
Solar.
But I mean, if they plan to do it on all the national routes, what's one?
What's one? Eventually.
So when I go fishing, we always drive past Volis. It's got the worst roads you can ever find in
and I don't know how many people take the.
And how many? No, what's about Volis, Uisa? I think we are Botswana.
You're going to Kimberley.
Botswana, somewhere there.
How many people take the EVs there? If it gets stuck, who's gonna tow you?
Where
are
you and a plus thing da ma boyana habare kidi EV.
I think it's very brave of these guys. Because EVs aren't taking up as you would think, I suppose, in South Africa.
I've got stats about
the so you go to monumentous rollout.
You don't.
Look, if they're planning to do 150, it's a good thing. South Africa, are we ready for electric cars? I'm not sure. I'll give you the stats. Mm-hmm. It's
just before you go into the stats, just this story. Spacing King 150
yeah, from one to the next.
From one to the next. What is the average EV going to give you?
Oh,
no, they give you more than that. Give you more.
I mean, there's a BYD, it's called the Shark is a bikey, there's a Dolphin, it's a small little thing.
Mm.
All of them are piranha. The seals.
Piranha.
Yeah. Piranha, I'm sure.
Octopus.
Get it? And I'm pretty sure it's not a big pussy. It's octopussy. Okay, let's carry on. I'm sure Kokas, but it's a bit.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Okay, like, so, I mean, that small one, it's a small little battery. The octopussy. It's a small.
Liam thinks it's funny.
I mean, he's cracking himself.
But I told you, that's what you're going to call it. And then, Hannah, octopus.
No, I'm not going to laugh, guys. Please, let's get
he
back on track.
On TV.
No, I'm talking about how you drive, man. That's how you drive. It's your manner of driving. That's what I'm
saying. So what I'm saying, that thing does 100.
So how's my guy on, and you drive crap?
Hey, this guy's driving like a... No, look, there's no BYD octopussy. There is no car called that. It's called... So there's a small one. There's a small one called...
Dolphin.
There's a shark, there's a dolphin, there's a seal. So they call them after sea animals. It's a small little EV. It will, the smallest that they offer, it gives about 172 kilometers.
Mm.
I'm sure the octopussy will give you... And 200, if there's ever one.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so what do you think of this? Like, already we've discredited Volis, ne?
Guys, stop it. That word?
Guys, just be serious.
No, I'm thinking of a joke, that's why. Sorry.
Just say the joke. I'm listening. We're listening. Say the joke.
I might have told you guys. This guy goes to the doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, doctor. Every time I play my guitar, la la guitar.
Yeah.
No, let's leave it. Get no, on with the show. No, 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 it's too deep. No, no, no. I'll turn it off air.
Is it PG-21?
Look, it's a good thing. I wonder how they're going to get paid. By people paying for the
you pay for charge. Like if you think of an Ultra City.
Yes, but it's pretty much billion.
What it is. They're ambitious. They're ambitious, but I think, and they want to roll out the rest of them this year. In 1 year.
Hey,
I think
about the market.
They've got some Chinese money, but no.
Think about this. The cars that we've seen,
do you think
that
the Chinese are also
out?
Pushing the EV? Because China is very big on EV.
The number
so
of
they need the infrastructure so they can push their cars and the volume.
Now,
works for them.
Maybe that's where
it works for them.
That
but look, as much as I believe that EVs are coming, I think the uptake in South Africa is going to take
it's
a bit of
very
time.
Low.
It's going to take a bit of time. Yeah. And I'll tell you why earlier. So
earlier.
Later.
Okay. So what's the name of the company?
The company is called Charge.
So they charge you to charge your car.
They charge you to charge your car.
No, that's good. And Linda, behave, please.
I didn't say anything. That's good.
You know, Tuso once said this thing. So
I tell you guys a joke.
No, but you've said this thing about the N word, the P word.
I'm going to go. Look.
Wait. So, wait.
It's going to be a long show. Eh?
It is already a long show. So, quickly, ne? I want specs a little bit. So, Volis, number one. Ne?
I wonder why Volis.
And they've got all these solar panels there. So, that's another thing that's noteworthy to mention. Obviously, they can't be charging EVs with Eskom, you know. Yeah.
So now, another thing is this. Okay, now, one, let's look at various areas. We know that the solar radiation in Northern Cape, Polokwane, may be a bit off Mpumalanga is good. So you go to places like where I'm from, like the Midlands, for example. It's always cloudy. Will you get the same? You need more voltage. Is it going to cost you more? I suppose they factored it in. There's certain areas that are not good that you don't get per square meter. You don't get as much solar radiation. So they're going to put more. It's going to be more expensive. What's it going to work?
Roll
out. They're just going to build. And I think, is it going to be a whole garage sort of system?
Yeah. Think of an Ultra City with a forecourt. You can sit, have your meal, have your coffee. The fastest charging is on the AC.
Yeah.
DC fast charge is 25 minutes.
Okay.
Which I think, you compare that to internal combustion, it's a bit long. I mean, I can go in there just hold my fuel and drive in a few minutes. But
they'll have to put like a 20 or 30 of them because they take 30 minutes. But it could work. Get there, have your coffee, and move.
Yeah.
You know, with cars nowadays going up to 300 km.
Roll out is that, Danny?
The first one says we're already. They want to do the rest this year, which I think is a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of stations. It's a lot of money. To spend 120 guys to spend in 1 year, and I think they are way ahead of themselves with this. So I wonder about the feasibility.
Let's do it. Let's see. I'm going to give you the numbers now. I worry that the market is not ready, but who knows? What
I agree with you.
We just like cars. That's all. Anyways, I wanted us to look back at 2024 in terms of numbers. What happened in 2024? Because I think there's a lot of things that happen, and the report comes out. NAMSA, NAAMSA, comes out and gives us details about what happened last year. So what happens this year will only come out next year. This time. So one thing that I didn't know happened was that it was 100 years since centenary of a Model T Ford in South Africa.
Okay.
They literally built, Ford Model T was built in South Africa. They actually, Ford came and did the a plant in Pretoria, in South Africa, in 19th of January, 1924.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know they built the Model T.
I didn't know that too. Okay, and then last year, EV sales increased by 82.7%. So these guys are like, yeah.
But that's all relative though, eh?
Guess how many units?
Number of units.
3,000.
Increased by 3,000.
No, 82%. How many units were sold? 3,042.
Wow.
So which means the year before they only sold about 800, 900. Now, how many are full EV?
Oh, I thought, were those not full EVs?
EVs, there's hybrids. there is...
I thought you meant this. Full EV. Mm.
Full EV 330.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Those
I
numbers are low.
Let me give you...
And you've got 120 things rolling out over the whole country.
Mm. In December alone, Hyundai sold 2,826. Hyundai. Ford, 2,600 in December.
Is
low.
This worldwide or SA?
In
South
SA.
Africa, okay?
So if you're selling 330...
For the year, across all the brands.
So I don't know, maybe there'll be an uptake, maybe they'll get cheaper because that's another price, maybe Chinese will come in and give us cheaper EVs, who knows. In 2024, how many cars do you think were sold?
Well, I can see it here.
Oh, 351,000. And then... capital expenditure of vehicles was 5.2 billion. So, motor companies spend 5.2 billion on expenses in South Africa. So, the 5.2 billion is in South Africa, which is a good thing. There are 9 million cars in South Africa.
On roads?
On the road.
How many of them are road?
2 million are commercials. But 9 million cars in South Africa. That's a lot, eh?
Oh, when I checked last year, it was saving 11 million, but okay.
9 million, you're right. It's 9 million, 2 million, so it's about 11 million. Mm. No, 13, no, no, I lie. There's 13.13 million cars in South Africa.
That sounds 7.79
were passenger cars, which is about 11% of the population. And the rest is commercial cars.
Mm-hmm. Commercial, taxi, trucker.
So, how many cars do we export? I think we exported about 147 million rands worth of cars. China exported 30 million cars last year.
Sure.
30 million cars.
Wait, we did how many?
About 147 million. I don't know how many per se number. And about 180.
I see 15,764. Is that the number?
Mm. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So we exported 15,000.
No, China that's it. He says, I'm reading, in 1995.
Yes, 1995. Yes.
And then 2023.
Oh, my bad.
Yes, 400,000, yes.
Okay.
That's about 118 million rands worth of vehicles being exported. And then majority of it goes to Europe. I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought the majority of the cars go to America, goes to Europe. And China exported 30 million units.
Yeah.
That's three times more than what the number of cars we've got in a year. Yeah. That's the biggest... Biggest. I mean, you take Europe and USA, you put them together, they get to above 30 million.
But where the hell are those cars going?
Everywhere. All over the world. They're here, they're in Europe, they're in America, they're everywhere.
You know? So.
And then, I'm listening to 30 million cars and I'm just thinking, all the other players in this whole game, what do they export? And that piece of the pie, is Alang, because China's like, dominating.
But it's a good thing. I mean, if you think about it, as I was saying, in 94 we exported 15,000 cars. We've almost 20, 25 times bigger. Our market has grown as that. So it's a good thing. It's just that China, God.
China's a monster. Yeah. Remember, outside of the EVs, just the cars they make generally, which are all over the world.
Yeah.
So...
I suppose Audi, BMW, all of them, they're manufacturing there. Most of their cars are cheaper to manufacture and they export them.
Mm.
So, we are a small player. If you think you're important in South Africa, you're literally a very small player.
Small player.
Yeah, that's it.
And how many factories do you know that in South Africa? In South Africa?
Yeah, I actually have a list of them. We've got Ford, we've got VW, we've got BMW in Bloemfontein, Ford...
BMW in Rosslyn as well. X3 is made in Rosslyn.
Yeah, Rosslyn. So in Pretoria, Rosslyn. In PE. I've actually got it. I must bring my
Mercedes, VW, BMW, Nissan, Ford.
Yes, Ford. Okay. I think there's eight. I think.
Is it?
Yeah, and I've got numbers, but I'll put it up on the screen after we've done this. I'll tell you how many we manufacture. I actually supposed to bring my laptop and tell you more about it.
That's great.
But if you want more about that, check out the NAMSA report. It's interesting reading. I've been reading that the whole December.
And you know, I read this article, and on the way here, I'm just seeing, like, especially how Kenaka Malibongwe, the number of garages fella that are around, and you're thinking, who the hell are these
but
cars
buying
going
them.
To?
We're buying them. 9 million cars, it's not bad. And I think the number of South African, 7 million, I stand to be corrected, combined, Africa does not reach that, I think.
Mm. Mm.
Imagine.
Mm. No, we're very car orientated, suppose self transportation country,
but again, I understand.
Instead of public transport.
I understand, and that's why I like the Chinese a lot, because look, if it was not for taxis, South Africa would not move.
It would
be standstill. So we need cars like China to bring in cheap cars to get people to personal mobility, because what other option do they have? And taxi, hire, I'm not going. You're screwed, because the buses are not there, trains are not working. So China 100%. Needs to actually ramp up its production and export another 9 million to South Africa.
And in South Africa, those people that use public transport, the moment they're able to afford a car, they get into a car. They get out of public
transport.
And
that's another thing.
That's how we're orientated.
And the cars are expensive in South Africa.
Yeah.
If you think relatively. So.
Yeah, but it's a historically ingrained thing.
The Chinese are investing a lot in our country.
Just give me 1 billion.
The 2.3 billion e
moving right along.
Getting sidetracked.
No, so
I don't even know it's called volleys. So clearly you've been there.
I agree,
such a dry place. Somehow you managed to find it.
This octopus is walking on two legs.
I'm not laughing.
They're yellow.
No, they are, eh?
Let's move on to sports, please.
Before we go to sports, we were given a task, which I only found out on the way here. I'm like,
three cars we're looking forward
to in the year. Yes. And I was talking about volleys because of Machina and the influence they have in SA. And I looked at a list from a reputable website, and there were so many Chinese cars that are there. The one that I'm looking forward to the most, 2025, Kibatlaobona, the Jetour.
Yes.
Which one?
The T2.
Oh, yes.
Right? The T2, Leona, look, it looks nice. I like the way it looks. It's an off-roader. Arbon Horna, it will refer in. And South Africans are going to, this is just my are going to lap up these cars if they come in car price a reasonable.
No, that's a whole point.
You
that's
understand?
That's their that's whole thing. Thing. Mm-hmm.
China needs to ramp up its, bring it to South Africa, because it, for me, as many people that can get in cars, private mobility, the better.
And you know,
and
like,
I'm hoping they'll fix
it's such a funny thing that we always used to mock China for sending us, for giving us Hong Kong and wara wara. Ne? All of a sudden, we actually want cars.
I think China in the whole world has a space to fit. Even clothing and blah, blah, blah. It made clothing quite cheaper. It actually made people look okay, even with the cheap clothes, you understand? Yeah. So, and especially for developing countries, you can't afford to have all Americans and off, because people need to get dressed. Before you could, now you can, I mean, even the cars, now you're not sure. What car is it? It's pretty.
They look very good. No, they were not there, ne? In terms of style, design, they've gone up a notch, you know. So I'm really looking forward to the Jetour. I mean, there's a lot of Chinese cars coming out this year.
If you're talking about Chinese, I'm looking forward to BYD Shark.
The Shark, okay. So, is it a killer shark or what shark. Type of shark? Hammerhead.
Pussy.
It's not.
Look, BYD Shark. It's an plug-in hybrid, PHEV. So it's got a 1.5-liter engine. And an EV engine, and it pushes about 320 kilowatts. It's supposedly going to be the fastest bucket when it comes. I'm looking forward to that. Chinese. Do you have any Chinese car?
Yeah, I've got the new Chery Tiggo 9.
Can you imagine? We're actually looking forward to a Chinese
car. Chinese cars, Munna. You know, when I looked at the list, I was like, I could actually pick the whole list of Chinese cars that are here to like, do you understand?
Yeah. But so it's three, right? That we must give.
So whenever that's your kites, the Tigo.
Is it three? One, two, three, or three per person?
No, we can talk about
it. It's fine. Like there we are.
For me, it's the Chiro. Chiro. Chevy Tigo 9, mm-hmm. I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Also a PHEV, nice. And spacious, about, beautiful car.
It's a bigger than 7, eh?
Yeah.
It's a bigger one.
Yeah.
I was telling Linda a story now, guy Jaku.
Mm.
The guy comes into the shopping mall, like, go parking lot, do late, the shop with Yagwala, now, like Christmas. Ah! Oh, no, driver, Ralph. So, obviously, but Tabati Vidukolo, it looks like a Range Rover. Hey, Papa, you open into. And I'm just.
Exactly.
I'm standing there, I'm looking. I get off the camera, home, woman. I reverse a speed, I can your parking mall over. And I'm just sitting there, I'm thinking,
1.5. You know what?
So, like, yeah. This guy, we can't a parking lot, but you know what? It looks good.
Yeah.
I think they all look good, these cars. I saw on the list of new cars, the Corsa.
Oh, yes.
It's making a comeback.
Okay.
Will it come back? But it's always been there.
It's always been there. But I get OPC. Opel, Haisa, they're not in bed with OPC. I don't know what happened. They say they lost the OPC arm, the performance arm, is gone. So they're using what? It's Emsha.
Okay.
So the new course is coming out.
But it has no power, man.
Can I read the king? 89. It's from 74 to 89 kilowatts.
It looks bad, but you know what it looks like? A guy that's got a big muscles. And then when it comes to performance, it can't check.
It looks mean.
It can't cash its checks.
It looks mean.
I'll put it.
I think maybe it'll obviously it'll contend. I mean, Ronaldo Bangekhatezi. The polos all the time with TSI, you know, looking for something different, maybe from polo.
Yeah, fair.
And I remember lekhale, haba to bang banabari di golf, body velocity.
People
went for courses, body OPC. Do you understand? So maybe this one might have the same effect. And then the last one, you guys said it. There's a friend of mine whose wife called him. And said she wants a Urus, like casually. Like baby Koopa, on tele McDonald's. You know the friends I keep. Like us, like
you. Yeah, you know, hell, but I'm considering it.
Yeah, no.
Wow. So, someone look at
me. Okay, sure.
Maybe. Look for a second hand. How much is a triple?
Now I'm going to be like McDonald's. You know, so I. The new Urus SE that's coming out. Yeah. I
think the order list, like order book, was fully done in the current 2 weeks.
Yeah. If you want a new SE now, you must wait until end of next year.
Yeah. And you know how much those things are.
Yeah.
But starting reading here. Starting from 4875.
Yeah, so
but it's not gonna be that. It's not gonna be that. I can tell you now. No, people are paying more than that. Even
so, that's all we do to make them feel good. These people, you bought a yellow one.
And talking about the SE, there's an S coming as well.
Yes, okay. I read that.
And
yes.
There's a the SE is a hybrid, ne? It's not electric. No, there's another one.
It's coming.
Yeah, but there are two more. There's an S and another one. Because the SE is already a hybrid, I think.
Yeah,
it's
a hybrid. So, now those are my three cars. I've got the Urus. Guys, look out for it. If you find my friend...
The Audi Urus.
He's trying to convince his wife that it's an Audi so that he can buy an RSQ8.
You must get a Lamborghini Gallardo. A yellow one.
Let's get him to send us an email and we can advise him.
Yes,
then I'm looking for.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
actually.
I'm looking for the Jetto. It's called the T2.
Yeah.
It's going to be coming out in Q2.
Don't you think it looks a bit like a Defender though?
Ushebe Jetto, Ushebe Haval, the H7, the new H7 that's coming through.
That's the whole point. I mean, guys, leave them with design. Anyways, I'm looking forward to.
And then the last one. Oh. Wait, I guess I'm finishing my list here.
You said you're open.
Yeah, my last one is the open.
But you've already said
that. Yes, I'm just finishing. Summary.
Summary.
How are you going to score?
No, it's because you messed up the X1. Now you want to emphasize. I'm looking Defender Octa. That's a V8.
Yes, I saw that.
That's the fastest.
Quick type thing.
I want that.
Yeah, Didi, if you had the budget.
Look, the guy with the Urus, I'd say he must go for this. But this is going for 3.4, so it doesn't make a difference.
It's still a million.
Just another couple of million.
It's crazy, though, how these. Yeah. It's these a 4.4
hybrid. Though? It's got 467 kilowatts. And that's a big car. Mm-hmm. Do you think 467 kilowatts? With 750 newton meters, it's 0 to 100 is projected to be what? 4 seconds. I mean, that is what? That is Porsche territory.
And it's carrying more weight.
And it's a big car. And the one I've been talking about that I'm looking forward to is a Q7. SQ7 and Q7. I think I can't wait for the different engines. I thought I've owned one, and I thought those are one of the best cars ever made. So
yeah, I'm sure the funeral undertakers are also waiting for those.
I'm not gonna finish.
So what are your remaining two cars?
Yeah, the Carrera S.
Yeah.
I was surprised when they launched the base Carrera and the GTS.
The GTS,
and I was like, what's happening? Mm. You know? So I'm actually quite happy to see the S. I think especially looking at the price of the GTS, I think the S is probably gonna sell quite well.
The price will be fair.
In South Africa.
But Porsche pricing is fair.
It is fair. Porsche, relatively speaking, because it's a lot of money, is value for money. What you're getting is a lot of car for the money.
What do you and think I think the S will kick back. When you say fair?
Look, man, if you look at a table, S, what is it, 5 million?
Mm-hmm.
That thing will most probably run with a Lamborghini, what?
Even the Rivolto, that's probably over 10 million in South Africa.
You could literally most probably run with it, and it won't beat you like, yo!
Even if it beats you, it's not a, it's a not big a margin. Big,
yeah, so we understand. So for what you get, and that you can drive every day with no fail, it will last, and it will maintain its value, and it's a good sports car.
I mean, look at it this way. I haven't checked the latest prices, but how much is a new M3, M4?
It's almost close to
it's a... It's 2 point something.
It's almost close to an S.
Get a Porsche. Get a 911.
S. Yeah. An S would probably be a bit more than that. And trust me, it's a better car.
No, I think the new S is probably going to be around 2.9, 3 million. Closer to 3. But even I'm saying that the base Carrera, the new one especially, it's quite, even the previous one, the one is quite a performer. Mm. You know, it's, so get, if the new one is at with your extras, your 2.5, 2.6, man, that's a price of the new M5.
Yeah.
Wow. So do you want a BMW or a Porsche? You must decide.
And look, performance-wise.
Or you can have both.
Performance-wise, they're not far apart. Mm. They will be, but not... And you won't get in your car and say, yeah, this feels slow.
But I can tell you now, back to Didi's thing. If a guy comes with an M3 or an M5, and a guy comes with a Porsche, we know which direction Didi's going.
Mm.
Didi, I...
No, okay, I'm talking about this image thing that's out there.
It's a Porsche,
obviously. I'm just using her. It's a metaphoric thing, you know. Yeah.
She'll go for
what else?
Last one.
Yeah, and then the Ferrari 12-cylindri. Cylindri, I think they say it in Italian.
It's the last one. It's
the last one they're making. Yeah. The last 12-cylinder. Yes. Yeah.
Because otherwise, I saw.
Yeah. Look, this thing. I'm just curious. You know, I'm not happy with the sound. It's a downsized engine. But listen, we are not the target market. These things are already sold out. Yeah. Understand? I'm just curious to see it on our street.
Mm.
There's some people with heavy money in South Africa.
And they're going to
buy
it.
They will.
I'm sure some of those are already destined in South Africa.
We'll see it.
Yeah, I've seen two.
In South Africa?
Yeah, one was just here at Ferrari, man.
You lie.
At the dealership.
Wow.
You must dream, man. Ronaldo, we dream. No. We visit dealerships as we dream. Then you're like, there it is.
Do you also visit Urus dealerships?
No. It's not my cup of tea.
You don't like Urus?
No.
Okay.
Not for me.
I thought you were going to dream. Me, I'd visit a Jupiter.
I thought you were going to say Jetro.
Jetro,
no. No, I guess spanning Mahindra Gahi. Okay.
I think we've been
at it forever. So those are the 9 cars that we are all looking forward to. So when they come out, let's have a chat about them.
So
closing quickly, we've been talking about cars. Let's end with cars. Dakar Rally.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
happening in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are taking over everything, by the way.
Yeah. But man,
you know they've taken the Italian Super Cup, gets played in Saudi Arabia or UAE.
Remember we had
Spanish.
Even the Spanish one.
The Spanish, Italian, the final was in Saudi,
yeah. The Italian,
is it?
AC Milan win.
I didn't know that.
It was played there. I always
told you. Pakistan laughing. Where the money goes, you go.
Yeah. You go.
That's it.
That's true. So, yeah, the Dakar Rally is there. And the reason I talk about it is because, obviously, we're a bunch of winners, right?
Mm-hmm.
No DNA.
Just RSA, baby.
Hey, man, I wish the Ren could do the same.
the Ren doesn't have our DNA.
Hey, no, it doesn't, bruh. So
I'm sure our producer would be like, yeah. He's like, yeah.
So big Ren. Up to Henk Latekhan from all the way down here.
Hartis.
He's leading the race, mm-hmm. Stage 8. Today is stage 9. Eh? But he's extended his lead.
His lead, yeah.
He's expected to win the race.
Dope, man.
12 stages. Efelakadi 17 on Friday.
Do you think our sports minister even knew what Dakar is until he wins?
Mzala.
He's going to be the first one.
He'll be there. You know him. He'll be there. He'll be there.
It's good. It's good that you're winning in other things.
And look, we've got a strong history at Dakar. I mean, from Khale, we've had South Africans.
What's he driving?
He's driving a Toyota Gazoo. Gazoo Racing.
Same as what's...
So, same as Janiel De Villiers. Yeah. So, he's doing quite well. There's not a big hoo-ha about him in the country.
I wonder why not.
You know, Dakar, Leona, not a lot of people know about it.
It's not a popular sport in South Africa.
It's like that one, the 24-hour one.
Le Mans.
Yeah, the one that Audi quit because it's just winning too much. Wow. Yeah. Just saying, that one.
Oh, wow.
It quit like I guess.
Did we have to go
it
there?
It quit like if you ever want so much.
And anyway, Negatlob were about this thing actually. Last year, Carlos Sainz, who won the Dakar, Nazamaka Odi, e-tron. And then I just decided, let me just go down the list.
BM is never.
Mini.
Because they never entered.
No, but Mini, in the last 12 years, Mini have won, have won 6 of the 12 races. So I don't know if maybe Rinkafa BM.
Yeah, Mini's owned by BM.
Bikinyan, and then Hakishaba Kodi Kuteng. BM, Nyana, Yazama, right then there. But just going back, so big up to Henk.
Yeah. Yeah.
His name is Henk.
Much respect, eh? It's what, 7,700
kilometers off
in 11 days.
Those jumps and all of that at high speed.
I would like to do something. That's 7,000.
Proper endurance driving.
Yeah, that's proper. And Toyota, I mean, I'm not surprised.
But now I think I used to enjoy Thai Nintzelu go Africa.
And the shooting of it was better. Yeah. You could watch it. And
you've got the people, it's driving through villages, you know. It was nice.
But again, it was sad, man. Here are these cars, a person is spending R1 million a day, and there's people there, I'm hungry. Okay, let's close. Please, let's close.
And in closing, I want to
This guy,
the first time he said, you know, I'm going to put the volume at the
that's Henk. And then just quickly, December, did you watch any sports?
Anything excite you? This weekend, I went to the Sharks and the Toulouse game. What a waste of time.
Toulouse or not Toulouse?
We lost. They were never there, Chief. They never actually even stood. I think it was December. They were still... We'll see them next time.
So, another congratulations again. And this is a big one, actually. The cricket. Mm-hmm. South Africa made the World Test Championship final.
With Australia,
We're playing against Australia in the final. And people, all of a sudden, are having a fit. And when I say people, the 10 billion people in Asia...
They don't want to watch...
They thought India would make it, right? And they thought we would lose against Pakistan. You know, the nice part and the most intriguing part about this thing, beginning of the year, I get we've got this SAT 20 tournament that happens. Right? Mm-hmm. And South Africa, actually, we had a tour to New Zealand, which clashed with this SAT 20 tournament. T20 kichelet, and you need your biggest stars playing the T20. So they sacrificed. No, they actually sacrificed the big stars, and they sent not even a B team, a C team, and we got thrashed in New Zealand. which and a lot of people were saying, hey, South Africa is prioritizing
money
over cricket, what, and people had a fit. After that game, we needed to win six out of seven. We won 7 out of 7.
That's a good thing.
Right, which is a good thing. And I'm happy because now this is the third final that we are in.
That's a problem. Let's win something.
No, we'll win. We are making progress, you know. It's the first time.
The finals and then we lose by 2 runs.
So we've made the final. I'm happy. June, we are playing. We're playing in Lords. Let's hope things go well there.
Yeah. We don't choke.
And to all the Indians who are saying we beat nobody. And that's like...
You are a bunch of octopuses.
Yeah. what about these people? But we beat nobody's. Barry, we beat nobody. I mean,
yeah, they're a bunch of octopuses.
Octo somethings. They're a bunch of jetos. We'll just call it jeto.
Okay.
So yeah, that's my piece on sports. Big up to SA Cricket, Henk Latekan, well done.
Yeah.
And you, all of a sudden, comes in Ruben and then Manchester United.
Guys,
I'm so happy about you.
About our coach. Yeah, about we they decided to switch on the last two games.
A bit late, isn't it?
Well, I mean,
they're in the final.
In the final of the Carabao Cup. Okay. So that's a good thing. But yeah, I think the mentality was wrong in the team, but it's starting to change now. So
Sundowns for the best. New coach. Pirates is playing well.
Oh, Baganea. And I'm a Kosi, but Baganea.
Oh, Baganea is playing well. Linda, I have to give it to them.
When is it never, though? That
you guys
we don't become like Chiefs. Chiefs, are you going to be relegated? You're going to be relegated.
Let's
go.
Big up to everyone. Do we still have a panic cracky mechanic? Okay.
On the 31st, on the 1st of March, there's a big announcement. We're rebranding. There's going to be a segment of the credit.
We're getting paid, nigga.
We're getting t-shirts. We've been wearing these forever. There's going to be a whole new rebranding. So look forward to that. I'll remind you every week we have.
What do we have next week, buddy?
For me, you'll see next week.
Not prepared. Bye.
I'm very prepared. I don't want to give it away.
What? I was supposed to say that.
Ciao, guys.
But yeah.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers, guys.
I must give that content now. Come on.
Thank you, Lee. How long was that?
I thought I told you guys that joke. Every time he's like that. Did I tell you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you did.
I did,
no? Yeah. No, that was not bad.
Yeah. No, I did tell you guys that joke.